Accept the schism as permanent, you mean? Hai Sin asked. The Harchungese vicar seemed surprised to hear such sentiments from any Schulerite, even a Wilson. So long as it's only schism and not true heresy, yes, Wilson agreed. That's getting much too far ahead of ourselves, Tanir said after a moment. First, we have to survive, and somehow Clintan and the others have to be taken out of the decision-making positions of Mother Church. He smiled without any humor at all. That's quite enough of a challenge for me, I think. To be sure, Wilson nodded. Actually, in some ways, I find Duquesne more worrisome than Clintan at the moment, Hyson said. Several others looked at him questioningly, and he frowned. Unlike the rest of the group of four, I think Duquesne's actually rediscovered the writ. Everything I've seen suggests a genuine resurgence of faith on his part, but he's still wedded to the rest of the group of four. In an odd sort of a way, that actually serves to legitimize the group of four's policies in a way Clintan doesn't and can't. Because it's obvious that unlike Clintan, he's not making cynical calculations anymore, at least, you mean? That's exactly what I mean, Howard. Hyson nodded. Even worse, I think he may well prove a rallying point for vicars who might otherwise support the circle. Vicars who are genuinely tired and heartsick over the church's abuses may see in him and in his regenerated faith the model for their own regeneration. And I'm very much afraid that whatever we may think about the acceptability of a permanent schism, Duquesne isn't prepared to entertain that concept at all. Perhaps it's time we started thinking about recruiting him for the circle, Forrest suggested. You may be right, Samuel Wilson said after several seconds of careful thought. But even if it might prove possible to recruit him, we need to be very, very cautious about how we approach him. First, because we might be wrong, he might regard us as traitors, as an internal threat to Mother Church's unity at the greatest moment of crisis in her history. But second, because he's so close to Clintan. And Trenaire, of course. Let's not forget that our good Chancellor is scarcely an idiot, however much he may act like one upon occasion. But I would be absolutely astonished to discover that Clintan isn't using the Inquisition to keep tabs on his three allies. If he is, and if we approached Duquesne even a little clumsily, it could be disastrous for everyone. Agreed, Forrest said, and I'm not suggesting we rush right out and invite him to our next meeting. But I do think it's time we began considering this possibility seriously, and thinking about ways we might approach him if the time should come when it seems appropriate. Arguments to convince him we're right, and ways of presenting those arguments that aren't likely to trigger any alarms in Clintan. I see you haven't lost your taste for formidable challenges, Eric, Hyson said dryly, and a chuckle ran around the seated vicars and bishops. Very well, Samuel Wilson said, after the chuckle had died. We've all been brought up to date, and we've all had a chance to discuss our current thinking where the schism and the group of four are concerned. I don't believe we're in a position to decide on any new policies or strategies at this point, not at least until we've had an opportunity to see how the group of four's version of events in Faraid, Curris, and Emerald plays out once it's finally presented to the rest of the council. Between now and then, I think all of us need to pray and meditate in hopes that God will show us our true path. Heads nodded gravely, and he smiled more naturally and openly than anyone had since their arrival. In that case, brothers, he said, won't you join me in a moment of prayer before we venture back out into all that wind and rain?